I'm so delighted to be celebrating this prayer, to be praying this special prayer with you today. So we're going to do pretty much what we did yesterday, take a look at the Mass readings, and also pray a shortened form of the Divine Office that focuses on that lesson from Scripture and Tradition, from the Liturgy of the Hours Office of Readings. I will include the Invitatory since it has a special antiphon for this day. Come, let us worship Jesus, whose heart was wounded for love of us. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. Come, let us worship Jesus, whose heart was wounded for love of us. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Come, let us worship Jesus, whose heart was wounded for love of us. Go within his gates, giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Come, let us worship Jesus, whose heart was wounded for love of us. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Come, let us worship Jesus, whose heart was wounded for love of us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship Jesus, whose heart was wounded for love of us. Open us to your encouragement, to seeing how much you love our lives today, Lord. Come, let us worship Jesus, whose heart was wounded for love of us. So the shortened form of the Divine Office, we're just going to pray this one, Psalm 33, and we're going to pick an antiphon for this special day. One of the soldiers pierced the side of Jesus with a lance, and immediately blood and water flowed out. Ring out your joy to the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts. Give thanks to the Lord upon the harp, with the 10-stringed lute, sing him songs. O sing him a song that is new, play loudly with all your skill. One of the soldiers pierced the side of Jesus with a lance, and immediately blood and water flowed out. For the word of the Lord is faithful, and all his works to be trusted. The Lord loves justice and right, and fills the earth with his love. By his word the heavens were made, by the breath of his mouth all the stars. He collected the waves of the ocean, he stores up the depths of the sea. Let all the earth fear the Lord, all who live in the world. Revere him. He spoke and it came to be. He commanded, it sprang into being. One of the soldiers pierced the side of Jesus with a lance, and immediately blood and water flowed out. He commanded, it sprang into being. He frustrates the designs of the nations. He defeats the plans of the peoples. His own designs shall stand forever, the plans of his heart from age to age. They are happy whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own. From the heavens the Lord looks forth, he sees all the children of men. From the place where he dwells he gazes on all the dwellers on the earth. One of the soldiers pierced the side of Jesus with a lance, and immediately blood and water flowed out. He who shapes the hearts of them all and considers all their deeds. A king is not saved by his army, nor a warrior preserved by his strength. A vain hope for safety is the horse. Despite its power, it cannot save. The Lord looks on those who revere him, on those who hope in his love, to rescue their souls from death, to keep them alive in famine. Our soul is waiting for the Lord. The Lord is our help and our shield. In him do our hearts find joy. We trust in his holy name. May your love be upon us, O Lord, as we place all our hope in you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. One of the soldiers pierced the side of Jesus with a lance, and immediately blood and water flowed out. And today is a solemnity. It's treated like the same level of liturgical celebration and happiness and rejoicing as a Sunday, even though it's a different theme. It's not around the resurrection. It's about the Sacred Heart and the infinite, unsurpassable limits of God. the limits of this heart that's willing to endure anything, to do anything, to let us know that we're loved. And so anyway, Te Deum is a prayer that we pray on Sundays and solemnities in the liturgy of the office, so I'm just going to go with that. It's not that long. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. And having this written down is actually meant to make it easier for you to focus and be authentic and kind of pray. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing an endless praise. You, holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you, Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance. Govern and uphold them now and always. Day by day we bless you. We praise your name forever. Keep us today, Lord, from all sin. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy. Lord, show us your love and mercy. For we put our trust in you. In you, Lord, is our hope, and we shall never hope in vain. Now we will have our reading. A reading from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Romans. The love of God is revealed in Christ. We know that God makes all things work together for the good of those who have been called according to his decree. Those whom he foreknew, he predestined to share the image of his Son, that the Son might be the firstborn of many brothers. Those he predestined, he likewise called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he in turn glorified. What shall I say after that? If God is for us, who can be against us? Is it possible that he who did not spare his own Son, but handed him over for the sake of us all, will not grant us all things besides? Who shall bring a charge against God's chosen ones? God who justifies, who shall condemn them? Christ Jesus, who died, or rather was raised up, who is at the right hand of God, and who intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Trial or distress or persecution, or hunger or nakedness or danger or the sword? As Scripture says, for your sake, we are being slain all the day long. We are looked upon as sheep to be slaughtered. Yet in all this, we are more than conquerors because of him who has loved us. For I am certain that neither death nor life, neither angels nor principalities, neither present nor future, nor the future, nor powers, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God that comes to us in Christ Jesus our Lord. Responsory prayer. When we were dead through sin, God brought us to life again in Christ, because he loved us with so great a love, that he might reveal for all ages to come the immeasurable riches of his grace, because he loved us with so great a love. Our second reading kind of expands on this, or preaches to us a little bit about this heart filled with love of Christ, and how we ought to respond to this. It's from a work by St. Bonaventure, Bishop. Take thought now, redeemed man, and consider how great and worthy is he who hangs on the cross for you. His death brings the dead to life, but at his passing, heaven and earth are plunged into mourning, and hard rocks are split asunder. It was a divine decree that permitted one of the soldiers to open his sacred side with a lance. This was done so that the church might be formed from the side of Christ as he slept the sleep of death on the cross, and so that the scripture might be fulfilled. They shall look on him whom they have pierced. The blood and water which poured out at that moment were the price of our salvation. flowing from the secret abyss of our Lord's heart as from a fountain. This stream gave the sacraments of the Church the power to confer the life of grace, while for those already living in Christ, it became a spring of living water welling up to eternal life. Arise then, beloved of Christ. Imitate the dove that nests in a hole in the cliff, keeping watch at the entrance like the sparrow that finds a home. There, like the turtle dove, hide your little ones, the fruit of your chaste love. Press your lips to the fountain. Draw water from the wells of your Savior, for this is the spring flowing out of the middle of paradise, dividing into four rivers, inundating devout hearts, watering the whole earth and making it fertile. Run with eager desire to this source of life and light, all you who are vowed to God's service. Come, whoever you may be, and cry out to him with all the strength of your heart. O indescribable beauty of the Most High God and purest radiance of eternal light, life that gives all life, all light. I'm sorry, all life that gives all life, light that is the source of every other light, preserving in everlasting splendor the myriad flames that have been shown before the throne of your divinity from the dawn of time, eternal and inaccessible fountain, clear and sweet stream flowing from a hidden spring, unseen by mortal eye. None can fathom your depths nor survey your boundaries. None can measure your beauty. Nothing can sully your purity. From you flows the river that gladdens the city of God and makes us cry out with joy and thanksgiving and hymns of praise to you, for we know by our own experience that with you is the source of life, and in your light we see light. Responsory prayer. Praise the Lord, my soul, and never forget all his benefits. He saves your life from ruin and crowns you with mercy and compassion. Taste and see that the Lord is good. He saves your life from ruin and crowns you with mercy and compassion. All right, and then we have the Mass readings, right? Almost forgot. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep, as a shepherd tends his flock when he finds himself among his scattered sheep. So will I tend my sheep. I will rescue them from every place where they were scattered when it was cloudy and dark. I will lead them out from among the peoples and gather them from the foreign lands. I will bring them back to their own country and pasture them upon the mountains of Israel, in the land's ravines and all its inhabited places. In good pastures I will pasture them, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing ground. There they shall lie down on good grazing ground, and in rich pastures shall they be pastured on the mountains of Israel. I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest, says the Lord. The lost I will seek out. The strayed I will bring back. The injured I will bind up. The sick I will heal. But the sleek and the strong I will destroy, shepherding them rightly. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. We pray part of Psalm 23, which is, as my professor told me, one of people's favorite psalms. You'd be surprised how many people that know this and memorize this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me, he refreshes my soul. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side, with your rod and your staff that give me courage. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Only goodness and kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Chapter 5. Brothers and sisters, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person. Though perhaps for a good person, one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, since we are now justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath? Indeed, if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, once reconciled, will we be saved by his life? Not only that, but we also boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Take my yoke upon you, says the Lord, and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Or, I am the good shepherd, says the Lord. I know my sheep, and mine know me. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to the Pharisees and scribes. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. And then we have this wonderful kind of Apostles' Creed or Nicene Creed to profess our faith. But I guess I could organize that a little bit differently. I could read the second reading from the office after this in place of a homily, and that's kind of an interesting thing. You might kind of give me feedback on if you want to structure it a little differently or anything. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Intercessions. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for accompanying us, for giving us life. Brethren, let us pray to the Lord Jesus, who is meek and humble of heart. Let us ask him. Most loving Lord, have mercy on us. Jesus, the fullness of divinity dwells in you. Give us a share in your divine life. Jesus, in you are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Make known to us through your church the manifold wisdom of God. Jesus, the Father was well pleased in you. Help us to hear your word and keep it. Jesus, of your fullness we have all received. Pour out upon us in abundance the Father's favor and truth. Jesus, you are the source of life and holiness. Make us holy and blameless in love. And we're praying for Bill's healing, for his intentions, for his healing of his heart as well, his metaphorical heart. praying for the people in our community that have asked for us to pray that they get a job and they can support themselves and find a freer life. Praying for the people of Iran that they can recognize the path to freedom and peace. Praying for our world to recognize that it needs this sacred heart, that it needs this divine love, and that it needs it more than the things that we try to stuff into and stuff our expectations on as a society and as individuals. Praying for all the intentions that you have entrusted to us. Most loving Lord, have mercy on us and hear our prayer for all these intentions. Gathering our prayers into one, we pray together the Our Father, spoken and unspoken, we pray for all your prayers now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who glory in the heart of your beloved Son and recall the wonders of his love for us may be made worthy to receive an overflowing measure of grace from the font of heavenly gift, that from that font of heavenly gifts, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. O God, who in the heart of your Son, wounded by our sins, bestow on us in mercy the boundless treasures of your love, grant, we pray, that in paying him the homage of our devotion, we may also offer worthy reparation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Father, we honor the heart of your Son, broken by man's cruelty, yet symbol of love's triumph, pledge of all that man is called to be. Teach us to see Christ in the lives we touch, to offer him living worship by love-filled service to our brothers and sisters. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. All right, guys, let's pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions, that we will benefit from having a deeper personal relationship with Jesus, and from this relationship with the heart of Jesus, make our hearts like his, that we may learn to have more compassion for the people around us in the same love that is in the heart of Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Help us rise up to train ourselves to be better servants and ministers of you, Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, blessed be God, blessed be God, for the gift he has given me today, a special personal gift. All right. I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for this time of reflection on the Word of God during the year of hope for the soul in purgatory that you have chosen, O Lord. May he or she be helped, and may he pray for us, he or she pray for us, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great rest of your day. Happy Solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus.